Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge, and cheers to 2022 and the resolutions that you can actually keep. How about having clean and shiny balls all year round? Sounds good to me, huh? And our sponsors at Manscaped are here to save your balls this year and make the ball drop in 2022 the cleanest and sexiest ever. Set your first New Year's resolution with good intentions and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and insert promo code Bubba for 20% off and free shipping. You know, a grooming routine isn't complete without applying Crop Preserver and Crop Reliever before showing off your brand new 2022 self. These unique formulations take care of the smelliest part of your body and are a big boost to your confidence into the new year. To complete your set, Manscaped threw in the new Shed Travel Bag and the anti-chafing boxer briefs, all as free gifts to keep all your goodies stored comfortably. Get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba.
Let's see, we are at least our mics are hot, but I don't know that we're live yet, are we?
Yes, we are.
Usually you're like, it's a minute after the knock, but today it was the knock, and then there we are.
So what I usually do is
your knock on SWO?
Yeah. But what I usually do is I actually start the live, wait about 30 seconds for it to start to like come up, and then I knock. So after I knock, you got 15 seconds, 30 seconds or so.
Look at you. Quite the internal timist, my friend. Thank you.
The internal timist,
if you will. By the way, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge show, and it's our after show, our uncensored after show that we're going to try to be a little less filthy on, but we're not. I mean, well, we need to. Not today.
How are we going to do that with Caitlin?
Hold on. Not everybody shut the F up. We're not going to be able to be less filthy today. But moving forward, we're going to try to be less filthy.
Oh.
So you want Blitz to stay and Chris to go home?
I want Outburst Chris to leave. And we're on regular radio Blitz to stay.
Okay.
Because Outburst Chris is one that gets us in trouble.
Yeah, but it's worth it for the comedy.
We'll be talking about it and be like, suck my dick, bitch.
That's Anna.
Do you want to fuck her face? That's his favorite one.
Well, I guess there we go.
Slow down. Sometimes only two will be all right. Caitlin Hatley today at 10:30. That may get that conversation may get a little brisk. Solid nasties.
May get away from us.
Might get away from us, and we may not be monetized again yet today. We are setting records on following and subscriptions on both forums, Facebook and YouTube, both at the Bubba Army.
Yeah,
subscribe.
And if you're there watching us now, click the button.
Yeah, if you're there watching us now, just soaking us all in for free. That's great. At least subscribe and get
a
notification.
Which is also free, by the way.
Yeah, subscribing, following, getting a notification, participating. That's all free.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear you bitching that I'm trying to soak you or fleece you for a little something-something here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't be Al.
Now, don't be Al and just give. You mean Alan from Cincinnati? Yeah, one way.
Lummy's favorite. Lummy hates that guy.
Lummy, who do you got the most heat with, him?
Well, it's hard to have heat with him because he's on none of the platforms.
Yeah, I don't think Lummy has heat with him. He doesn't like him.
Yeah, he just calls in and, you know, gives his nonsense and then never, you know, gives anything back to the show except for his horrible calls.
On Facebook, Zachary says, Caitlin Hatley looks like a hot Barbara Streisand. Young, hot Barbara Streisand. I agree. I don't know that Barbara Streisand liked to fuck as much as Caitlin Hatley does. I think she genuinely likes to fuck.
I mean, I sure hope so because she does it a lot.
She's good at it.
I need to get, I don't have a Caitlin Hatley promo for OnlyFans,
yeah,
but I need
hell?
To get one.
Why is she holding out?
Yeah, because I want to see how crazy she really gets.
Yeah, I want to see too.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess that she's killing it over there at OnlyFans.
Awesome. Good.
And they're making a unbelievable. Anna, how's that lotion doing? You might as
Great.
Well lather it up sexually if you're going to do it, you know. those little fucking ET hands of yours.
ET.
You do got little bony ET hands, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, you do. Phone home. Look at your little fucking bony ET phone. Your little bony ET hands. Look at that.
She's going to cry in Gus now because she's got ET hands.
She's going to be looking.
That's her 10 and 2
now,
position.
Now, do you drive like the way guys drive? I'm just going to be honest with you. This is the way guys drive, okay?
Lean back.
ET hands?
Yeah, so,
this is how you do got fucking phone home. Be good. Be good. Good. But this is the way I drive.
She rides in the basket in the front of a bike.
This is how I drive. I'm going to be honest with you. This is how I drive my truck. I have one hand right here.
Yeah.
And then I usually tuck this hand like I just, like, I got this.
I'll see it in a minute.
This is how I just kind of like drive with my left and I tuck down my right hand. Yeah. And then I tuck my right hand kind of down there by my leg.
Yeah.
Because it kind of fits in this little like snooker hole right there.
Yeah.
Right. And I just kind of, you know, ride out.
Yeah. I lean back, kind of do the overhand, like the 10. I do like the 10.
Yeah.
And then my right hand, a lot of times I'll put it like either in the center console or like over the other seat.
Yeah.
I like if I got someone in the car, like a girl, like I like to put my hand in the seat maybe.
Oh.
Sometimes, I mean, I usually ride it set like 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll go up to 10, but I'm like more like a 6 and 7
kind of
guy.
I got you. I do that too. Oh, yeah.
Anna, are you like Johnny Death Grip 10 and 2? Like I'm thinking.
Depends on the weather.
I'm thinking Anna.
She thinks every day there's black ice on the roads.
If it's raining, I'm like white knuckle gripping it.
I thought you said black guys.
That too.
What?
Black. You mean black ice?
I said black ice. I said she drives every day like there's black ice on the road.
And I thought you were meaning black guys.
Yeah.
No.
ET hands. You want me to ripped be? On the steering
no,
wheel.
But I bet you she's attracted to black guys on the road.
Why not? Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you saw that, who's that guy on CBS this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Errol Barnett.
Yeah, if you saw Errol Barnett on the side of the road, you'd be like, what's up, brother?
It's Nate.
Same
Burleson.
Thing.
That guy.
The hot black guy on CBS this morning.
His name is Nate.
Nate Burleson.
The well-dressed guy, yeah.
The Canadian.
Yeah.
Football player.
If you saw him on the side of the road, you'd be like, what up, shorty shit?
Yeah.
Would you not?
Absolutely.
But do you drive like real conservative, like, you know, two hands
depends
on the wheel?
Weather.
She's driving Miss Daisy.
Do you ever drive with one hand on the wheel?
Yeah, all the time. I'm kind of cool.
She's on the other hand,
Blitz,
the
have
tears.
You ever ridden with her? Or she drove?
Very few times.
What
but
type
yes.
of driver is she?
Bad. A female driver?
Yeah. It's like bad. The Merch Crick, I've ridden with her a few times. I'm like, fucking pull over.
There's a few times.
I cannot take it. You fucking make me nervous.
Meanwhile,
I can go 126 miles an hour, be texting with one fucking hand. I mean, Tyler might be the best at being able to give you a bird eye perspective.
Oh, me,
on this.
I've been with you a ton, too.
I mean, Tyler, do you feel unsafe when I'm driving?
Be honest.
Sometimes, yes, because like it seems like you look at your phone and like don't even look at the road for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, there's. 10 minutes. Hold on. When you're hold
long?
On, Bubba.
Like 10 minutes.
Bubba, when you're driving, you're fine. But sometimes you get involved in texts, and I'm even like, dude, can I just drive? But so like I've been with Anna a few times, and sometimes like if I have her, I'm like, hey, I need you to take me to Hertz, and she's like, okay. I'm like, but I have to drive your car.
Right. I've driven a couple times. It's not bad.
I usually try
well,
not
the
to
merch crick, she likes to first of all, she likes to brake real late.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, brake late.
When people are turning, you have to go, by the way, you're going to hit that car, and she has to slam the brakes on you. Yeah, that's happened.
And then like, she just, like, the women are the fucking worst driver.
I know.
They are. And even though us
getting
guys,
less accidents.
us guys are probably statistically worse drivers.
Yeah, you're more reckless.
But.
You might be more skilled, but we are much more aware of our skill or lack thereof, and we drive much safer.
Whatever.
Bullshit.
That's not bullshit.
Tyler, your girlfriend's starting to
ask
drive.
Ask insurance companies.
Is she really?
That's because you're giving fucking blowjobs to the guy you hit.
Ace is starting to drive. Everybody shut the fuck up. I'm trying to talk about something else besides whatever the fuck you guys are trying to talk about. Tyler, is Ace a good driver, or is she a female driver? Be honest.
No, she's fine. Just still getting used to some things, but she's fine.
Stockholm.
Getting used to some things.
You know where the steering
wheel is? Like putting it in drive?
And the blinker?
Hello, who's this?
It's Lummy's favorite caller.
Yeah, oh, God. Oh. Fucking tightwad Al.
Yeah, one way.
One way Aaron. Alan, what the fuck your name is?
I wanted to see, did you guys see the story it broke while you were on break Christ. About the guy with the fake Tom Brady ring?
Oh, so you're trying to be a producer now?
Yeah, Anna.
What?
Thanks.
A guy called the ring company that makes the Super Bowl rings and said he was Tom Brady and had family and friends rings made and then was selling them, and he got busted.
Yeah, I saw that story about a week ago, but when I didn't really talk about it. You want to go ahead and go ahead.
He was one of the suckers that bought one.
Did you buy a ring?
No, I didn't buy a ring.
Honestly, you don't buy anything except houses that you can make $100,000 on. You don't. But hold on, you don't invest in your favorite radio program, do you, buddy? Let's just be honest, where the rubber meets the road. You don't give us a fucking dime.
I have a Twitch account.
Yeah, oh, having a Twitch
fucking do.
Yeah, what's your name on it?
But you don't do anything with it. You don't do anything with it, buddy.
What am I supposed to do with it?
Fuck you, Alan. You're like your wife so hot. It's so cool.
By the way, nothing to do with him, but I hate people that talk on the phone that have like a fucking regular corded phone, but that move it all around so you can hear him fucking moving the handset.
He's got a beard.
No, I'm just responding to an email, Bliss. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's big time in us. I mean, are you calling in and respond to an email?
Yeah. I mean,
do you
watch our Facebook videos and do you go to our YouTube or do you do any of that shit?
I'm on your YouTube. I don't have Facebook.
Yeah, okay.
He hasn't liked a video yet, though.
Yeah, you haven't liked. You haven't made any comments. By the way, I got 200 on Facebook. That's pretty good, usually.
Almost 500 on YouTube.
Hey, nice. Wiz, 200 stars.
What's up, Wizzy? 200 on the side.
Alan, are you watching YouTube right now?
I'm on YouTube.
Yeah, Alan, how are you watching us right now?
Right now, I'm on the phone, but I'll log on to YouTube for you right now.
Man, Alan, I don't know why I've been so
send a fucking email, but not watch us.
Hey, Bubba, I just called into the show. I'm going to respond to an email real quick, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Then
you
got to
do the...
Yeah.
Alan, I don't know why I'm so patient with you. I do not know why. Because
His wife is hot. She has nice jugs.
I'm on your YouTube right now.
Yeah, well...
Because he reminds you of Tom Bean. That's why.
His buttoned-up shirt.
Nah, he doesn't remind me of Tom Bean. I actually respect Tom Bean.
I'm waiting for that Alan super chat here real quick. Oh, wait, no. Dr. Dan's Moving Onion Maker, 1,000 stars. Ashley Parker, 1,000 stars.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Are we in the middle of a star party?
Not yet.
No.
Do you really not see me in there, Lummy?
I think I freaked Dr. Dan out.
Why? What'd you do?
Because today he just sent me a text. By the way, I'm on the air, Dan. Good morning, Bubba. Would you like me to come in tomorrow morning? I said, no, I think we're good.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no? You guys want Dan in here tomorrow?
His feelings are probably hurt.
I don't mind Dan.
I mean, listen, I'm doing it for Romina.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm doing it because he needs, because, you know.
But what if he's upset and then he takes it out on her?
He's going to pop her implant?
Just be mean.
I said, no, we're good. You can't feed too much into it, guys. You got to keep certain people down for a certain length of time. I mean, like if we, all right, Dan, let's have you come in. He's going to come in and he's going to tell his wife he's going to be in here. That means he has to get up and fucking crack it on. That means he can't do anything tonight. Because he has to be on the show tomorrow. And then that means that he's going to be late for office tomorrow. And then all the girls in the office are going to hate me because he's going to play radio guy until 10 o'clock when he should be, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trickle-down fucking shitstorm for me.
Don't you want to get more work done and stuff?
I can get work done no matter what.
I know, but isn't it nice to kind of, you know, wet the whistle a little bit?
Anna, shut the fuck up. You're going to get less audio real estate when he's here, too.
I shut up now.
Don't, you know damn well that you'd rather Dan not be in here. He fucks up your vibe a little bit. Takes away from your specialness, does he not?
He fucking hates you.
So, like, I'm in here, so my decision is he's also, Alan, I gotta go. See you later. My decision is also one out of respect to you, too, so that you can continue to get your real estate.
Yeah, Anna, you're the reason why Dan can't come in tomorrow.
But then when I make my decision, I'm like, oh, it's kind of... Meanwhile, it betters you, you stupid bitch. Phone home with your E.T. fucking fingers.
Fucking whore.
Phone home.
E.T. whore.
I love Dan to death, but he's... I mean, I can't...
How do you feel about Gary?
Hello, who's this?
Anna, you're hot as fuck, but hey, ew. Are you going to wash your nails this year?
Hold on.
Post me out.
Is this Gary?
Yes. He's preying on me,
Gary,
Bubba.
Gary, we formatically, you know how it goes. Hi, Gary. Hi, Bubba. And then you let it rip. We got to start out that way.
That was actually a pretty good one.
Hi, Gary. Hi,
no,
Bubba.
No. No. We're going to start it again. Hi. Bubba Show. Hi, who's this?
This is Gary. Hi, Bubba.
Hey, Gary.
$10 cash.
Hi, Gary. What's up, buddy?
Is Anna going to wash her legs this year in 2022?
I don't know. Let's ask her. Anna, are you going to wash your legs in 2022?
Yeah.
Gary, yeah, are you ever going to wash your legs?
Gary, she just said, why would I need to wash my legs? There's no action down there. It never gets dirty.
Think my legs are dirty?
She says when she showers, she doesn't wash her legs.
I see. You used to say that about my feet, and I do wash my legs and my feet. Woo! Bye, Gary.
$100 cash. Bye, Gary.
Did somebody snipe him?
Yeah, $100 cash.
For Stanley.
Thank you for Stanley.
Now, here's the deal. I do believe in trickle-down soaping and, like, trickle-down cleaning and the fact that, like, if I'm sudsing up my hair and I got it all lathered up and I got my, you know, my arms and my face and my underarms and my chest and my balls and I'm washing everything, I just think all that rinses down and clean. Like, unless I was out mowing the lawn and I specifically got my legs dirty.
Yeah, or you're at the dirt track and get mud on it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's instances and things that you do that you get your legs get dirty. You know, Blitz, if you're out four-wheeling in some shorts, your legs are going to get dirty.
Yeah.
You know, or you're at the beach, your legs could get all sandy and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I make it a point to wash my legs and feet.
I kind of just trickle it on
they're
down.
So, they're so nice. I like to touch them.
It's because you can pull your foot to your fucking head. It makes it easy for Gumby. You. People like Bubba and I struggle to get down there.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you, Lummy.
Yeah, I got you, Bubba.
Thank you.
Who needs $20 cash?
All right, hold on. Let me call Brent Hatley. He said, standing by.
Okay, cool.
Super steamy.
So I'm thinking I call Brent's cell phone, I'm thinking. When I'm talking. Maybe Brent can do the handoff.
Is he going to be in the room?
I don't know. Let's ask it all.
He's a cameraman.
That's what I thought.
This is kind of like the setup interview where we get it all, you know, where we get it all mm-hmm. locked in.
Yeah.
Please leave your message.
What
the fuck?
10:30.
Hatley, try,
right on the dot.
Chuck.
Tried to call. Calling again. Hold on. Calling again. I feel like Forrest Gump. Tried to call. Calling again.
He's calling back, I think.
All right.
Hello.
This is Brent Hat.
Well, maybe not. It was ringing with his number.
Calling.
He might have went to voicemail because he was trying to call us, maybe.
Here we go. I got you.
What's up, Brent Hatley?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Brent? You're live.
Brent, you're live.
I'm live. Hey, Blitzy. Hey, Bubba, what's happening?
Now, listen, Brent, before I let you go, can you text me today a promo code to get into Caitlyn's OnlyFans? Because a couple things. One, it's going to blow up. And two, I want to see how crazy she gets.
Yeah. I sent you one before, but I'll send you a new one today.
All right, cool. Now Brandon, I think she sent Brandon one, and he's been jerking the shit out of everything.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. We'll absolutely send you one. Yeah, she sent one to Brandon, and she wants him to enjoy himself jerking it.
Well, I don't know if she knows if she's familiar with the rule, but we got him currently on an edging regiment. And he can.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
and,
Brent, did you hear any of that?
Have you not heard any of it, Hatley?
No.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Because, you know, he's like, you got to train for Caitlin Hatley now. You know, kids can't be some fucking rookie and get that pussy now.
I'm the king of edging, so I know all about edging.
Right, so I got him
Wait till you hear this. You might not be the king after you hear this shit.
Okay, Lummy, do you have
his? Yeah, I got it right in front of me.
Here is what is daily. Now, by the way, it starts and stops with the only thing he can jack it to is Caitlin Hatley.
Yep, or he gets that out.
So, and it cured a CP.
And he cannot jerk it to any other form except Caitlin Hatley. So he's been jerking it to your wife now for about a week, and here's the regimen. Let me go
Brandon
ahead.
Brandon first fuck training.
Here we go.
Have breakfast, then 9 a.m. jerk off. 9:05, kind of wait a little bit, edge till noon.
So, he gets his first nut.
He starts at 9 and is edging until noon.
Yeah, he has to go 3 hours edging to Caitlin. Then go ahead.
And 3 hours.
Okay. Get your second nut. Put a new condom on. Eat, drink, watch TV. Don't touch your dick till 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, start edging till 4 o'clock. Get your nut at 4. And then right after that, start edging again till 6. Get your nut. Eat dinner. And don't touch your dick till 9 a.m.
So he's got about 8 hours a day of edging and 4 nuts.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Now he says that as soon as she walks in the room and just the fragrance of her might make him make his first nut right there.
And she's known as the knockout queen, too. So she, like, guys with experience, she knocks out. In the
so you're trying to say, like, within the circles that you guys travel, like, they'll be like, oh, man, I can't get this guy to nut. And they're like, okay, hold on. Brett, you got, you know how the manager calls for the bullpen?
Oh, no, no, Brett, Caitlin has a special bone, right?
Doesn't she have the super bone or special bone?
She does have the bone.
Hallie, do you go in and call for the left-hander like you're the bullpen guy and you go fucking? And she, you bring her in and she comes in, warms up a little bit, then gets a nut?
Yep, and knocks him out. She knocks him out.
Now you're saying she's got a special vaginal bone?
Yeah, yeah, because it's really we call it the piz bone, but it's a pelvic bone that dips lower, and since she hasn't had kids,
you know, Hallie, I think I've had one of those girls before.
Yeah, you probably have.
Quite the cocksman, and I think I've had a girl with a lower pelvic bone, and you can feel
with
it.
A special pussy bone.
Yes, and it kind of rides a little lower on your deal, and it kind of puts like a different kind of pressure on your penis.
It sure does, and it takes some getting used to before you can last long.
So you're saying, Hallie, you were premature Willie for the first couple of years.
I was the first couple of times, but now, that's
now,
for sure.
Now, man. what do we have in like? First of all, Brent, are you going to be there taping this?
Well, that's up to Brandon. Like, you know, I don't want to ruin his experience.
Now, hold on.
Like,
Brandon says whatever. Like you can be in
whatever
there,
goes.
Or they can set a thing up on the tripod. But he is now. He's one of the very few that really wants this taped. Like he has no problems with it.
Absolutely. We'll absolutely tape it then. Like, that's what we do.
Now, Hallie, can I have some of the footage to put on my OnlyFans just a little bit?
Sure. Absolutely.
What is Caitlin's OnlyFans for the people that want to go and sign up and see this craziness?
It's OnlyFans.com/Caitlin, KATELYN, Hatley, HATLEY.
And Brent, crazy does she get on there?
She gets really crazy. She gets really crazy. She does all kinds of stuff.
Now, I think, you know, that your guys are like.
So by crazy, Brent, you're saying she gets topless?
Way more than that.
Like, I mean, like, she fucks dudes and everything, doesn't she?
Yeah, and women. Yeah, both.
Nice.
Now, is that on her OnlyFans?
Yeah, that's all on her OnlyFans. Yep, absolutely.
Now you guys spend like a couple weekends a month traveling to these various resorts to do this sort of thing, don't you?
Yep, we were at Secrets this past, or not Secrets. We were at Caliente this past weekend, and we had a guy there that had a Sibian. So there's a video of her up there on the Sibian from this past weekend.
Has she ever used a pussy pump?
No, she's not really big on toys because she's got like a very sensitive vag. So she's
always very sensitive.
How sensitive? I mean, it seems like her vag can go through anything. I mean, she's got those.
It's like a wood chipper.
I mean, it's a wood chipper. It just chips dick and nonstop. Right.
Yeah. But she really does enjoy it. That's the thing that's good about her OnlyFans.
Sure.
She's really into it.
Now the thing about it is. You know, but the first time Brandon came to town, we were actually like on some of these various sites trying to find a party girl. But you know, party girls aren't like they used to when we used to roll around. Like it's tough to find these girls, and they're not
real swingers. See, that's the thing that's what you need is you need women that are real, actual swingers because those women are actually into it and want to do it.
Hey, the second Bubba said, "Hey, Caitlin wants to do this," I was like, "Fuck yes, man!"
Yeah, well,
because
we went through all these fucking weirdos and these no shows and the send me $25 for a picture
and then
all this bullshit shakedown and. And then I forget, I saw you one day, or maybe it was when you guys were doing the podcast, and Caitlin was like, I'll do it. And we're like, oh, fuck, this is like, Easter where Jesus gets saved or some bullshit. I'm just saying.
Right.
And she really likes helping out the people that have been, down in life, and Brandon hasn't been laid. He needs something like that.
I mean, this is as much of a conquest for her as it is for Brandon, because, I mean, this
she's
is a very
social
much...
worker.
Yeah, she's...
Healthcare
I mean, she,
hero.
She's a goddamn healthcare hero is what she is.
She
for
is,
real, though.
It's an adult make-a-wish.
It is an adult make-a-wish.
Yes, it is.
Now, does she got any she got any special... Yeah, I want to talk to her if I can.
Yeah, here.
Hey, Bubba.
This is the hero right here.
Yeah, this is the fucking, this is the booker right here. Brent thinks he's the booker, but we know who's got the pussy, don't we?
Well, hopefully not Brent.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, Jesus.
Brent's brokering that pussy is what he's doing.
Yeah.
So, Caitlin, we gave your OnlyFans out, and Brent's going to give me a link because I've never seen your OnlyFans, and I want to see how crazy you get because supposedly you get really fucking like real crazy.
I do. I actually have a. Can I say is or?
Yes.
Okay. I have a. I've actually an orgy video up there too that I did with two other women and. Including the husbands, there was 10 guys there.
Nice.
Hold on, Kate.
Pretty fun.
You did a full blown orgy deal on the OnlyFans?
Yeah. So it was my first one, and I was kind of I don't know, a little bit nervous because it was my first one, and it was very enjoyable. People who put it together found great guys, and it was felt great. It was fun.
Do the women get a little mad because you got the knockout pussy? Do they get mad at you because they don't got knockout pussy with the extra pelvic bone like you do?
I mean, the real swingers don't, and those are the ones that we usually hang out with. There's a lot of that with the people who just shoot content, and they're not actual swingers. There's a lot of competition and weird, I don't know, like high school shit.
Because they don't got the knockout pussy like you.
Yeah, true.
Now, Caitlin, what do you have? Now, we have Brandon edging right now to all of your videos. I don't know if you knew that or not. Because
I did not.
We got him in a full blown edging regiment, and then and I think this is going to take place next Thursday, right?
Week from today.
Okay.
And
fantastic.
And now, what do you have planned? Like, are there any what's the format on this deal?
Well, I when I sent him the link to my OnlyFans, I told him, I said, if there's anything in there that you see that you really want, you know, take a good look and let me know. But I've been thinking, I really want to. Make this happen in his wheelchair. I want to see if we can roll the wheelchair while we're doing the act.
Well, he also can. He can also just an added something for you to consider is he can. This is like a $35,000 wheelchair that the government bought for him, and it's so the money is no object at that point. And so he has it so he can lay it completely down, like it can
lay flat.
It can lay flat, and you know he did. You know he was maybe he's never eaten any pussy either. And so he's never done anything. And so, we wanted to give him the total experience, and he was wanting to lay flat and maybe you ride his face out or something.
Can you give him $20.62?
Can you maybe hold on to the donations when we got, Caitlin Hatley agreeing to a face fucking, and then you go and stop me with a $6.52 donation, you stupid fuck.
$20, sorry.
So, Caitlin, would you be okay with that?
Hell yeah. Definitely.
Awesome.
And he's never had any head, and he's never sucked on any titties, and he's never done he's never done any of that.
Yeah, he's already sucked on his titty, man.
The way Brandon wants
to
do it.
We're doing all of this.
Oh, and by the way, she's got the freshest set of Diacos that man could. I mean, that she flew from when Brent was working for Howard. They fucking made a special vacation to come down to Tampa for you to get your Diacos. Did you not?
I did, and you know, every single person that sees them, whether we're at Secrets or Caliente, everybody puts my tits over. To the point where their wives, what? I'm like, dude, that's enough, man. Your wife's going to get pissed.
Yeah, quit putting my tits over. Like, actually say, my tits suck. They're horrible.
You know, I had one guy who said to his wife, who had just gotten new tits, man, I can't wait for your boobs to drop so they look like Caitlin's. I'm like, shit, dude. I want to be friends with this chick still.
Yeah, and what these guys don't realize, and then these fucking bitches hate you immediately. Boom, you're the because not only you got the nice tits, but you got the extra pussy bone too. The knockout.
I know, and then, you know, the hair. I don't know, guys like obsessed over the hair. I mean, I'm like, guys, I really want female friends. Can we just all calm down?
So now is Brent gonna be now? Brandon does not have a problem. In fact, wants this all to be taped, wants it all to be on your OnlyFans, put some on my OnlyFans. Like, he's completely opposite of what most people are like, oh, no, I don't want any of that shit on the fuck. Brandon's, like, full steam ahead, so he didn't, I think Blitz that he said, yeah, if Brent needs to be there to tape, I think Brent needs to be there to be the handler, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hell yeah.
Now, is Brent usually there, though, isn't he, Caitlin, usually?
Oh yeah, always.
Yeah.
He'll tape some, and then we have like stands that we can put cameras on, and he'll get involved. It's kind of just sees how everything goes, but he's always there.
Plus, Brent's kind of a natural alpha male. He'll know how to set up various stuff. You know, he's a producer at heart, deep down.
Yeah. Yep.
So he can like maybe do suggestions and things like that.
Yes. I have a quick question. With you were talking about his wheelchair, do the like the armrests of the wheelchair? Can we move those?
They move up and they can kind of go up and down.
I think so. Yeah, he can do all kinds of stuff with that thing.
Yeah. Like, again, this is a $40,000 wheelchair. This isn't like one that you get at Walgreens that you're going to put fucking some old bag in.
Just push around some of those.
Yeah. Caitlin, this might be a first for you because, I mean, you're a crazy bitch, and I don't think that you've ever fucked a guy in a wheelchair, have you?
No, I'm, like, really excited about this.
And, I mean, I don't need to tell you this, but please take charge.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I know, but. Yeah.
Yeah, like he's a real rookie, like Caitlin. He's scared to death. He didn't know what to do.
I mean, he's super excited. Like he's like literally he has like an hour countdown. He knows exactly how long it's gonna be. Like
yeah.
He can't wait.
I'm pretty dommy, so that's not gonna be a problem.
I know.
Plus you got fucking Sergeant Corporal Hatley in the buckle brush. He'll be there yelling stuff out too, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, Caitlin, now hopefully, I mean, you know, it like after he gets his first one's going to be very, very quick. We don't even think that we think that he's going to, you know, probably get his first one like the minute he sees your boobs. We're thinking that he may not
work out better.
He may not even get any. We're afraid he may not even get any insertion because he's so, you know.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to touch him.
I'll just fizz his dick until he gets.
I don't even think you'll have to worry about that. Like it'll be done before then. The first one.
But we're hoping for insertion. Yeah. Like, we like to get, like, because, you know, I mean, I think you're still a virgin until you've actually been inside of a vagina. I think you are, you know?
Oh, I agree. I totally agree. Yeah. We're making that happen. I don't care how.
I mean, we're not just popping his oral cherry. You know, we got to pop
popping his all the cherries.
Popping all the cherries.
Hell yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 3.
Yeah. Was it again?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4, 2, 4.
Yeah.
Oh, my Jesus.
One's head.
No, one's titties.
Okay, yeah, he wants to suck them titties.
He does want to suck the titties bad, Caitlin.
Remember, he's done none of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, can you be kind of like in charge? You'd be like, suck them titties, Brandon. Suck them titties. Can you do that?
Yeah. Hell yeah! I'm gonna tell him
There's literally nobody better than Caitlin for Brandon. Like literally, like this is awesome.
Caitlin, you have no idea how fucking cool this is for you to do for us. For real.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity because I'm actually really excited.
She's thinking us.
He's like a really nice guy.
He is.
And I also want to, I want to have sex with a very nice guy in a wheelchair. I really am very excited about this.
This could be a Caitlin Hatley exclusive. I mean, like, this is a conquest, if you will, in the Caitlin Hatley sexology, you know, whatever the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
maybe
like, you, I mean, like, you, like there, a... there's a lot of things. You fucked a black guy. You've had an orgy. You've probably been titty fucked. You've probably been face fucked. You've probably been butt fucked. You've probably been, you know, there's probably a lot of things Caitlin Hatley has been able to check off on the mom, but I don't think Wheelchair Willie's one of them.
It is not. And I'm very excited about it. Maybe if it goes well, maybe we can do this like a couple times a year.
Oh, my God.
Not only does Caitlin Hatley say yes, but the old girl says, maybe you make this an annual deal. I love it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, Caitlin, I cannot thank you enough. Again, give out your OnlyFans one more time for everybody.
And spell it.
And spell it, Caitlin.
Sure. It's OnlyFans.com/ Caitlin, KATELYN, Hatley, HATLEY.
And next Thursday, you'll be at a hotel near the studios taking Brandon's virginity away, and it's going to be available on your OnlyFans and my OnlyFans.
Yes. And I'm really, really excited about this.
I've been telling all my
friends. I'm so stoked.
And here's the deal. Brandon's
told half of Iowa. So.
Yeah, not only. They're going to have watch parties in his hometown, I think.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
For real. He said he's gone down to the bar and told everybody, you know, that it's going to be on your OnlyFans. And he's going to, you know, they're going to have a watch party.
He had a checkup at his doctor's like a month ago, and he was telling his doctor.
And his mom is shaving and his mom's shaving his pubic like he's not, you know, like if you don't fuck, you don't probably keep your pubic, you know, you really don't care. If it gets fucking.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But so his mom is giving him a personal grooming. It's going to be really neat and clean and everything.
That's pretty cool, though, for her to step in and make sure that he looks all tidy and to help him get laid for the first time.
His mom is, like, super excited about this, too.
Yeah, his mom is publicly endorsing this endeavor, by the way.
She, like, loves this.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so fantastic. Yeah. Oh, God, that makes it all even
because
better.
Because she
so
wants him
excited.
To have a good time.
And I'm
like,
not trying to get creepy here, Caitlin. I'm really not. But, I mean, if Brandon the Quad was not part of the mix, you might have a girl-on-girl with her mom because she's pretty hot for a cougar.
Yeah.
No kidding. Boy, how I have to think about this one.
Boy, that's a niche. Oh. That's a crazy niche. Mom, son, Caitlin Hatley. I tell Hatley he's never seen that one before.
Yeah, you know what? I think we might have to make this happen.
I don't think that's illegal, is it, Brent? I mean, Blitz, is it illegal?
I don't
maybe not in the same room.
Yeah. Caitlin knows the ins and outs on the incest, Willie.
I don't know. I'm not sure 100%, but I think maybe not the same room at the same time.
I think that's a good call no matter what.
Maybe a couple hours apart while Brandon's visiting the pool area, something like that.
Side note, though, Brent did fuck a mom and daughter in the same room, one after the other, and did not change the condom.
Well, he's a fucking filthy. You know he is. Yeah.
I know. Well, you know, it was these nice black ladies, and the daughter says to her mom, "Hey, mom, you want some white dick?" She goes, "Yeah, who? I got a guy right here for you," and had Brandon hop off her and onto the mom. So I don't know that it's illegal.
I don't think it's illegal. It takes a real filthy McNasty like Hatley to roll up like that, though. You know that.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Caitlin.
I think Brandon's online. One, if we can kind of conference him in for a second.
You want to conference?
Oh, great.
Oh, hold on here. Hold on. Let me see. Boom. Brandon the Quad. How many? Brandon the Quad. You there?
Hey, Bubba. It's Cindy. Brandon's mom.
Oh, this is Brandon's mom.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi, Brandon's mom. Please, I just want you to. We got Caitlin on the phone, and make sure that you again verify that you acknowledge and endorse all of this activity.
I absolutely do. I want to thank you, Caitlin. He's so looking forward to it.
You are like the coolest mom ever, for real.
Blitz, I wish my mom was trying to get me laid like this, don't you?
And like, dude, Brandon's mom is an absolute saint.
Yeah, she's been wiping his ass since he was 6 months. Like, you know, he's been in a wheelchair.
6 months? He's waited 6 months?
Yeah.
No, but he's been in a wheelchair all of his life, so she has to do everything for him. So.
Yep.
And she had Brandon when she was 16.
Now, Mama.
yep, I did.
Mama Brandon, has he been jacking off a lot, getting ready for it?
Oh, yeah, he is. Oh, yeah. I don't even, tell him, keep the door shut. I don't need to know that you're on it constantly, Brandon.
And, you know, did he tell you that he was building up some tolerances? You know, he's training. He's training for this deal. He's dealing with
an Olympian.
I mean, Caitlin Hatley is a professional athlete when it comes to fucking. I'm just telling you.
I've been listening.
She's NFL awesome. Quality, yes. She is. So anyway, Mama Brandon, I just want to let you know everything's still a big. You know, we're not going to have a flake out situation like we had with these party girls. We got a real deal right here. And Caitlin,
awesome. Never.
Yep.
I can't wait to meet you, Caitlin. Me too. You seem like a really awesome woman.
Now, Mama Brandon, have you ever messed around with a girl before, Mama Brandon?
Nope, I haven't.
Okay, you know.
First time for everything.
What happens in Florida? What happens in Florida with Caitlin Hatley stays in Florida.
I'm not trying to dip out now, but I got to get to work.
All right, Mama.
Thank you.
Hold on, Caitlin.
Right, see you guys next week.
Hold on, Caitlin.
I'm holding.
Okay.
All right, Caitlin. That should be a T-shirt. What happens in Florida with Caitlin Hatley stays in Florida with Caitlin Hatley.
I like it. Yes. I like it a lot.
Now, tell me that's
You know what? You never sent me the print for the Let's Go Brandon shirts. I wanted to make my own.
Oh, you want the art? Well, you mean the artwork?
Yeah. That's what I meant.
All right. I'll get the merch quick to get that over to you.
Okay, cool.
Hey, now, Blitz, you've been around a while. When's mm-hmm. And you've watched some porn in your life. I've never seen porn where the mom endorsed the kid in a wheelchair
with a hot swinger girl who looks like
a young, hot Barbara Streisand.
No, but I mean, like, me and Lummy spent time with Brandon and his mom when they were here last time. Yeah. We were trying to get him laid, and she was, like, all about it, man. She can't wait for this to happen.
Yeah. Hey, now, Caitlin, is that somebody mentioned that you look like a super young, hot Barbara Streisand. I don't think that's a good thing, isn't it?
I mean, I don't mind being compared to that, but I don't think that would really be, a good comparison because I look more like, Sicilian and I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe. She's darker complexion.
Yeah. She is kind of more
the hair that people, you know, because it's big and curly and
you get that big curly kind of fuck me hair, you know?
Yeah.
You do have fuck. Well, you got fuck me everything, but you certainly got fuck me hair, don't you, Caitlin?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, listen, I'll be you know, getting with Brent later this week early next week just to finalize everything. But it's also confirmed that you guys will be at the Saturday night barp party too.
Hell yeah, I'm so excited.
So
awesome.
This is like above a month for me.
Yeah. Caitlin, we love you, and I'm so thankful for you. And thank you. You know what? Aww. I know you privately, and you're just such a good person. Yep. Thank you. And your dad's thank a former police officer, and like you know, first elite Leo, and you come from such a good family. Thank you so much for being so cool. And you know what? You've been so good to my friend. You know I love Brent to death.
Yes, I know. And I appreciate all that. I really do. You're awesome, too. I mean, we've gotten time to hang out a lot, and I've gotten to know you and your girl, and you guys are great.
And the thing about it is people don't realize is Brent Hatley would be working for me right now, back in the producer role, if Caitlin wasn't making so much fucking money on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. Brent's like, I'm taking a break.
No, for real. Yeah. If times were tight, you know, Hatley, you'd have him marched right the fuck back in here doing radio, but you don't have to right now because you're killing it.
Brent said, I don't want to wake up at 3 a.m. every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says he's on sabbatical.
He should be. I don't blame him. If you keep fucking, you know, working that moneymaker that you got, fucking A, he needs to be on sabbatical. Let you do all the heavy lifting.
He's like, listen, I've been doing this in the front of the camera and everything for a while now. It's your turn.
True.
Exactly.
And you're killing it. You make more money than he did, so fuck him. Hey, exactly. Caitlin, I'll talk to you later, all
thanks,
right?
Caitlin.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
Love bye, Caitlin. Guys.
I love bye. You.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I love her.
Wow. I'm so excited about this.
Me too.
Iggy McGillicuddy, $20.62. Iggy McGillicuddy, $20.62. Kevin Killen, $9.99. And the bitch ain't won.
You are so a quick learner. Thank you for that.
I'm sorry, brother.
I told you to keep him under wraps while we had the hot little Caitlin on.
Now, is he going to do the tree?
Oh, Lummi, are you going to do the tree?
It's up to you. It's up to you, sir. Whatever you want me to do.
Because we said we were going to wait until her phone call is over with. So.
It's going to take a little time, but.
How much does it take?
Well, if it's me and then Tyler, I mean, it's probably going to take.
Hold on. Big Red, I think, is going to be here on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So,
I mean, I can take the lights down and stuff today just to get it, because the tree's the hardest part, packing it away nicely. That's what takes time.
Yeah, we take the lights off at first, because remember we put lights on it.
All right,
lights
so maybe, take, maybe, maybe take the lights off, and then maybe take the tree and just get it sectioned out.
Yeah. And
Well, I think that's the hard part.
It is. That's the hard part.
Getting it
and
apart.
And then fitting it in the bag, and then zip tying it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know,
get the lights done then?
You get the lights done today.
Okay.
Then
I'll take it like in the sections. I'll start taking the sections.
Okay.
Now, don't forget that I won't be here on Monday.
I know.
So you guys got a Bubba-less Bubba show. Anna's going to be the driver. And you also have to do, Anna, the podcast, too, on Monday.
Not a problem.
And then I'll be back on Tuesday.
Cool.
And then, Blitz, I got to lock in my, I guess, some February time. Did I go through my February time? I think
some
we did.
Of it, yeah.
And then if I go to the mountains in early March, that'll be a Friday for everybody off, but then another Monday Bubba-less Bubba show.
Okay. And you said May 6th, I remember, off.
I think so. Now, for real, like I told Dan that we didn't need him tomorrow because we don't.
Did he respond when you said that?
He said, "Yeah, thanks." You know, I know that he's. I know that he's. I know that he's
crushed.
I know that he's crushed, and I know that he's freaked. But I got to be the leader of this pack here.
Yeah.
And you know, I got it. It's a fine equation on just getting the right, you know, the right amount of this and the right amount of that.
Right.
And I think Dan adds a great dynamic to the show.
Yeah,
of course.
But this is 1 week post op. Of his wife. His wife already hates me. He already, him coming on the air, already gets thrown back into his face and my face.
Now, is he coming up to watch the Monster Trucks one day?
He had mentioned that he was going to maybe come up on Saturday for the Monster Trucks. So then, if I'm taking away from his family on Friday because he's coming into the show, and then he's coming up to see me on Saturday, the Monster Trucks.
Right.
Can you see where potentially I would say no to Friday?
Yeah, I got that.
Not only am I managing the show, but I'm also managing his home life
as
well.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're his handler.
You're hero to him.
Let me see if he's texted me. No.
Yeah.
Hey, Blitz, did I tell you that T-shirt Will?
Yes.
Is bringing, I granted him an additional plus one.
Okay.
His wife has a friend who's going through a divorce, and he sent me a pic, and she's hot. And she's going through a divorce, and while she's going through a divorce, she's living with T-shirt Will and his wife.
Okay. Oh.
And he sent me a picture, and she's single. Well, nice. She's going through a divorce. She's in the process of being divorced.
But she's not together with the guy, so it's...
No, she's living with T-shirt
right,
Will.
Right, exactly, so...
And he's like, hey, me and my wife obviously are coming to the party. You know, could I bring her? And I'm not making it a practice where everybody can bring another one and another one.
Right.
But I will say this, if you are invited to the barp party, and you already have a plus one, but you got a hot single chick that also would like to come... I'll take it by a case-by-case basis.
Sure,
it's
sure.
My fucking party.
Gotcha.
Can you send us her picture?
No, I would rather not.
Can I see it on your phone?
No, you're not the one that makes the decisions around here.
I'm asking. I'm not telling you. I'm just asking.
I want to see it.
May we, please?
No. Let me see if I got it still.
It's Bubba's business.
Phone.
He'll see your finger in a minute.
Oh, well, I will tell you this. She's also on Instagram.
Oh.
With 85,000 followers.
Okay.
What?
Yep.
Can we know her name?
Nope.
Oh.
You can come. Yeah, you can come see.
Okay. Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't like.
Well, I'm coming in too then.
No, Blitz, you'll take a shit on it because you're just fucking negative.
Shit. How old is she for Blitz?
She's
too old.
Exactly. Because I would have Blitz come in and look if I knew he was going to be cool. But Anna, in fact, Anna.
She's very attractive.
Imitate Blitz. You imitate Blitz.
Okay.
Okay, I show it to him. Go ahead.
Whatever. Not even that great.
Fucking hot.
It's gross. She looks like she's like 20 and a half. Disgusting. It's so
20. No one uses a half an age. Horrible.
Whatever.
Vortex in effect, $9.99.
Blitz would take a shit on it, would he not? He
yeah, 100%.
Blitz takes a shit on everything.
Too blonde.
Can you hear me?
Too brown. Hair's too brown. Don't like it.
Yeah.
It's gross.
She looks 35.
Titties too big. Titties too small. Too short. Too tall.
Yeah, exactly.
Disgusting.
You, Blitz, you never, your first reaction is never positive when it comes to girls. Never.
Oh, okay.
Is there anybody that disagrees with me forever?
No.
Lummy, even though you're a Blitz fucking Mark.
Yes, sir.
What's the first
Lummy
thing?
Lummy hears me when I'm on my walk sometime. And yeah. I'm never positive, Lummy.
Oh, he's positive on his walks. But yes, but he normally goes, how old is she? Okay, too old. Nope, I'm done. Nope.
So you've conditioned me, Blitz, to be like, you know, like not want to, like I didn't send a picture of my back to you because you'd take a shit on it.
Right.
You would automatically, I can even ask Anna, if I send him a picture of my back.
He'll send you a picture of his dick.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, oh, and, like, I didn't want this. Now I got a dick pic on my
here
phone.
Here I am. I'm just trying to show
you. You didn't want that. Come on.
I don't want a dick pic of you.
Oh.
He has enough dick pics of himself.
Let's just
why would I want a dick pic of? Why would I want a dick pic of yours?
Maybe so you could send it to somebody else posing as if it's yours.
No, then she sees mine and goes, "Where's that dick pic you sent me?" I'm like, "Oh, that's my friend who works for me. His name's Chris, and he likes to warm it up. And he's fucking real negative. And even though you could be an absolute 10, a fucking 10, a locked in 10, he'll fucking make you a 6 real fast. He'll cut you right down to 0."
That's not my dick.
That's not my. Where's that 7.5 soft that you showed me? Oh. That's Chris's dick.
Why'd you send that to me?
I made a mistake. Well, then why do you got Chris's dick on your phone? Well, because he's an employee of mine.
Because I sent him a picture of my back.
And I sent him a picture. Yeah. And if, even if I fucking was being completely honest with her, she would think I was the biggest weirdo of all. So let me ask you a question. Why do you got a picture of your friend's dick? Well, I'll tell you why. You know, I wasn't wanting a picture of his dick, but I sent a picture of my back, okay? So I got out of the shower.
I was posing.
And this and I got up. My back looked pretty good, and I've been trying to get in better shape.
Right.
Meanwhile, I shouldn't have to be telling this bitch any.
Oh,
of this
well, that
stuff.
Makes perfect sense.
I've been trying to work out a little bit more, and my back was popping one day, so I took a picture. Okay.
Looks
so
nice.
And so I sent it to a few of my friends, and Chris is a good friend of mine. I sent it to him.
Sent to a few of your friends.
Yeah, like my coworkers, because they have seen the struggle of fitness that I've been trying to go through. Yeah, yeah. And so I sent it, and most of my coworkers sent back, "Hey, that's great. You look great. Your back looks great." And Chris sends me back. He's, like, very competitive, okay? And he's into working out stuff as well. And rather than just be happy for my back.
Or send a picture of his back.
He had to one-up me because his strength is his cock size.
Right.
So, and we talk about it on the show. Mm-hmm. And he sent me a picture of his cock.
But why did you send me a picture of his cock?
I made a mistake. I was trying to send it, but it's right next to my back
it was
picture.
In the wrong cock folder.
No, it's right next to my back pic. And so I meant to hit my back pic, but I hit his cock pic, and then I went. So I'm like, well, fuck it. That's not such a bad thing if she thinks my cock's like that. But as you can see now, it's my cock's not like that as advertised.
Mine either.
So that's why I have a picture of my coworker's cock. I don't want a picture. I did not want this picture. I did not ask for this picture. This picture was a send back based on me sending a picture of my back. She would be, the bitch would think I was the creepiest creep ever. Listen, I was going to go out with this guy. And we're getting ready to fuck. And so he whipped out his dick. He was half the size of the one that he sent me. Oh. And so I asked him, well, where's that dick? And then he said, oh, my God, it's his friend's. And then his friend works with him. And then his friend sent in the picture of his dick because the guy I was liking was sending a picture of his. This is just too weird for me. I get myself in the biggest conundrums, and I don't even try to. Drama just follows me.
See, you should have sent me the picture.
Did you ever see the picture?
Yeah.
See, you're taking a shit on it anyway. You don't like it.
But no, I told you it looked great.
But if you ever want to hear him super positive, just call him when he's on his walk because...
He's passing UT.
Because he turns into a predator, is he not?
Yeah, I could be like, Blitz, I got a really serious problem here. I need your help. Oh, my God, look at the chick fucking ass. Hey, Blitz, we're in a mid-conversation, and he goes off on these fucking tangents, and he doesn't even listen.
Blitz, you think you've turned into a little bit of a predator?
Oh, God, ass and tits and fucking... Oh, she's so hot.
Do you think that you've turned...
Oh, look at those two.
Turned.
God,
no,
damn.
I've always been this way.
Yeah. Somehow I catch him on his walks.
Zachary.
And that's all he fucking does.
Zachary. Zachary on Facebook says it's a new meaning for NFT. Not fucking Todd. Is it the picture would be Blitz's dick, not fucking Todd. Blitz, you've turned into like a very predatorial person.
No, I haven't. I've always been this way.
I think you need to move back in with your mom because she's the one that kept you a little bit less of a predator.
Please.
I mean, now that you got your own place, Anna, you've seen the natural progression of
predators. Oh, I have. Yeah, he went from fretting to praying real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, Lurch.
I guess Lurch has got heat with me, so I've been told. And I watched a little bit on Facebook, and he could just tell this body language. He's really pissed off that I called him out.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Whatever. Lurch.
Did we meet him when at the party thing?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I like Lurch. I just like Michaela the best.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Who doesn't?
Michaela might be one of the hottest chicks I've ever seen in radio.
For real. For sure. In radio?
Yeah, radio is usually full of dogs.
Yeah.
Sorry, Anna, not
okay,
you.
Okay, no, I mean, it's okay.
That's what's so kind of disappointing.
Brown-hound.
That's what's disappointing about you is yeah, you're not a dog. But
she's extraterrestrial.
You roll around like a dog.
What the fuck?
You're not a dog. But you.
I put on mascara again.
No.
Look how cute
not
she
looks.
Was.
Just your swagger. You got dog-like swagger. You know, girls that can't get laid, girls that aren't attractive, are as sexual as you are. Meanwhile, you're cute. You got a great personality. Your personality even makes you cuter because you're quite quirky.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got the bullshit, my pussy's on strike fucking deal. And
right.
It just really brings the whole thing down.
Yeah, you don't get a pussy bone.
I don't have a cool pussy bone or
no.
Big tits or kind of have similar hair as Caitlin Hatley.
You do.
I fuck me hair.
You do have what?
Fuck me hair.
That was a hiya. Nice to meet you. What's your number one attribute?
Oh, just my fuck me hair.
And you really blurt out fuck me like you want fuck, but you don't.
Oh, yeah, no.
Never.
No. But I don't have fuck me tits.
No, you don't have fuck me anything except hair. Yeah, you got a fuck me ass.
Okay.
I mean, that donkey says fuck me all day.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and those legs are made for fucking.
Woo! But these titties.
But those flapjack willies scream don't fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
And that attitude is
God.
Just, your attitude.
Even Lummy scoffed at that.
Negative.
Hi, I'm Anna's attitude at don't fuck me. I'm throwing out don't fuck me vibes.
Because you have sudden outbursts like that every once in a while, too.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I say, ET hands, your phone at home. Today, when you're driving home on Gus, you're going to look at your hands and see how fucking bony they are.
Start crying.
Phone home. Because no matter how fucking much you train, you can't change your bony ass hands, can you?
What are you doing? I'm training hands.
What are you doing? I'm training hands just so they don't look so fucking ET-ish.
Finger training.
Hey, I heard that Dan said you didn't want new tits, but you want to DET your hands. Look at those fucking things. And you know what? We've offered you a remedy for those too, but you won't.
Because
remember we told
remedy for my hands?
Do you remember how nice her hands looked
when
she put on a little fucking press on willies? Mm-hmm, do you remember that?
Yep.
That completely DET'd her. But then she's like, oh my God, they're so hard to go to the gym with. Like,
how does anyone do anything with these things?
Yeah, like sometimes looking hot requires a little bit of uncomfortableness.
Yeah.
Yeah, pain is beauty. I've heard people say that before.
Mm-hmm. So like, you know.
So fuck beauty.
We could DET your hands with just a nice little French manicure, fim those fucking mechanic hands up of yours. And you're like, we have fixes for all of your problems.
Yeah. I know.
We can fix your tits, can we not?
You could fix them.
We can fix your fingers.
Yes.
And by fixing those two would probably fix your attitude.
That's no guarantee, but maybe.
Yeah, I'm
it's
just
worth
saying.
A try.
Bubba, right. Bubba, you really want her to be uppity?
No, I want her to be satisfied.
Oh.
I want her to roll around satisfied. There's one conquest in life that she's not fulfilling, and that's the fucking conquest.
Oh.
She would just, it would just open up a whole nother cool layer of her personality.
I don't even know who that person would be.
Do you know how cool your roommate is?
Yeah.
She's got the fuck me swagger. Does
right.
she not?
She does, for sure.
Yeah. When she was at Clem's Clubhouse a few times, did you see her kind of, you could tell that all guys kind of had a little something for her.
Of course.
Even the married ones.
Especially them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She gives off a
a good vibe.
Like a feminine sort of like confident sexual vibe.
She does.
Yes. And that's not a bad thing. Doesn't mean she didn't fuck any of us.
No.
But goddamn, it feels like you could. You know, so what's better than throwing the vibe of fucking out, but you're not really fucking?
That's the best.
Yeah.
Then you're not a whore, but, you know, you've intrigued men.
Right. You don't intrigue men.
No?
You do, but then there's
for the wrong reasons. Is that what you're saying?
You're kind of a prick tease.
Yeah.
A prick tease?
Blitz always loves a sick guy. He's the president of the Anna Hummel Union.
Not anymore.
But he, well, yeah, you still got her back.
Yeah.
Even when I get a little, when I start getting a little on her, you're there to pick up the pieces. You are, and you, as you should be. You're a good friend, and you know her well.
Of course.
But you know, you throw out that, you know, like a guy would, you could give a guy a vibe that he can maybe get some pussy, but he ain't getting no pussy.
Hmm.
And that's frustrating for a guy.
Right.
But we just got to get you to get the swag of wanting to fuck. You don't got to fuck. You don't got to fuck at all. But you need to have the swag of fucking.
The swag to fuck. Swag.
Yeah.
What's the first step?
I don't know.
Roofies.
Molly.
Yeah.
Cocaine, roofies, Xannies, claws.
All at the same time.
Claws.
I got claws.
I know.
I got some Pinot Gris.
You know where it starts with? What? It starts with a Hitachi.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think that you have had the intense orgasm that you are capable of having.
Probably like, never even had an orgasm.
Listen, from my sister to girls that I date, every one of them says the Hitachi orgasm is mind-blowing. It's unlike anything that can be emulated by a man, whether it be oral or penetratal. I like making words.
Big bucks, $1,000.
You fuck us up though, because like we go to talk to somebody who's not a fan of the show. We sound so stupid sometimes because we just use your vernacular.
Yeah, when that amateur works. Talking about Elon Musk, and Ron DeSantos.
And Ron DeSantos.
Goddamn idiot.
Bruce Arians Nation. But like penetratal, you don't give the the orgasms that you have from a Hitachi is unlike any type of orgasm that you can have by a man or your little fucking phone home fingers.
Yeah, phone home.
I mean, that's what you strum it with, right? The phone homes.
I sure do.
Okay.
Oh no.
I mean, you strum your clizz with your fizz his, right?
Oh no. Poor.
Poor Cliz.
Poor Cliz, man.
Man, now
that's
even...
all it gets is the ET finger.
Be good. That's all your poor Cliz gets. It's
right there.
That's what your Cliz gets.
Looks like Anna. Look at those little breasts and her shoulders and her fingers.
You know what? You're a functional woman, ET.
There you are, Anna.
You're ET in a wig.
Yeah.
Those are your tits, and that's your finger. I mean, your click can only get your click can only be.
We have the same sternum.
Yeah, you got the same sternum.
Oh shit!
And even ET's got a decent little left shoulder there, like you do.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's got good shoulder development.
But ET better get on his right shoulder, man. That thing's way down, ain't it?
That's because he's using that one to phone home.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
See, your left shoulder.
He's gonna have rotator cuff problems.
Yeah, Anna, that's you.
Me.
With a wig.
Yeah.
And you're telling your clip,
both have a good tan.
Be good.
Phone home.
And all you're going to think about not next time you rub your clit is your ET fingers. And now you're in your head. Now you can't even get a nut because you're in your head.
Shit.
Look, that's the finger too right there.
Yeah, it is. That's one I use.
Now, Anna, would it be inappropriate? God. Would it be inappropriate for me to ask you which one you do use?
Oh, right hand all day.
Right hand, index.
I do everything with my right hand.
Right hand index or right hand index and middle? I mean, we really got to narrow this down.
Mostly index.
Really?
Yeah.
Right hand index.
Yeah.
And just, really? I thought most girls used two.
Sometimes, yes.
I only use one finger.
For your clitoris?
Yeah.
Phone.
Anna, can we use this for your press picture?
Please.
Well, E.T. did wear a wig in the movie.
Yeah, when he was in the closet. He was trying to blend in with the other fucking stuffed animals, remember?
I swear to God, if this looks more like me, I'm going to be very upset.
Did you send it to me, Lummy?
She got fuck me hair.
That's Anna in 10 years. That's Anna as a bag lady in 10 years.
I wish E.T. had a cat.
If E.T. was carrying fucking Gouda. That's E.T. That's Anna Hummel living at the same apartment complex 10 years from now.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
With your little fucking hat. That's after I kicked you off the radio and Will Koontz got fired. Right there.
Yep. Poor thing.
Poor little thing.
And I'm
now
at the clit.
Now you're poor little clit getting phoned home.
Phone home.
And so we tried to give you that Hitachi, and you're like, I don't want it. And then you come up with some bullshit. I think if you guys went, like, our pictures aren't on it.
I know, but still. You know how I am. I get in my head about something. I can't get out.
Yeah, well, guess what's in your head now? Your ET fingers.
Oh, no.
Poor little clit.
Poor little clit.
You have to think about it the whole time.
Oh, shit.
I think we need to probably move on.
Mm-hmm.
Honest clit. Anna, are you on your back or on your stomach when you do it?
Oh, my
Come
back.
On. She fucking puts her feet up on the ceiling fan and hangs upside down.
Does she kick it out wide? Do you kick it out wide, or do you just, you know, like, is it like just you sneaking feet, underneath the
feet together or feet apart?
Feet, yeah, there you go. That
feet apart.
Okay, that's hot.
Yeah.
Back on your stomach or on your back?
On my stomach. You're my back.
Well, you're
Some girls do it on their stomach.
Yeah. On their stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, you know, like they hunch up like they're getting grind. A doggy style.
They can grind.
Oh yeah, no, I'm thinking flat on their stomach. I imagine.
Oh yeah, that too.
Okay. No,
like
back.
hunched up, like you're planking, you know, like hunched up.
Oh, I see. No, I don't do
Anna,
that.
You can plank and rub your sniz.
That's a lot of work. It's hard for me to get there if I'm
She's a
not
fucking
relaxed.
Dead starfish, remember, Bubba?
I need to be relaxed.
Are you a starfish when you do it?
No, I'm not a starfish. I'm not, no, I'm an active participant. I'm enthusiastic. I don't just lie there and wait for it to be over, even though sometimes you feel that way.
After, I think you said 12 minutes.
Oh, 12. From start to finish, like, are we talking about just sex or everything?
No, I'm talking about 12 minutes of being inside of the phone home sniff.
Oh,
no,
but you said, fuck
but,
that.
Yeah, but Bubba, you said fucking 20 to 30 minutes of straight fucking. Like, most girls don't like that shit, man. Like,
too
that's
long.
Too long.
From start to finish, maybe like 30 minutes, and that's everything.
Because you're not giving
that
the way Bubba
that's
gives
the,
it.
That's what the makeout and the head
Oh,
and
yeah, yeah. maybe 40. On that, that's a long stretch.
So, like, what if he goes down on you, you go down on him, then he gets you to jet ski, and then, you know, you do like a look, maybe some rough maneuvers, and then
rough maneuvers.
Yeah, I didn't know how else to say it. In fact, that's probably where we should say goodbye, ladies and gentlemen.
We're ending it at rough maneuvers.
Big yeah. buck, 1,000
Wait,
stars.
We got to know what rough maneuvers are.
Rough maneuvers.
Is
you
that
know?
When you punch her in the face?
No, it's like a choke out with maybe, you know, maybe a hand over the mouth, a breath.
Yeah, knockout, pass out.
No, well, I like to call it breath deprecation.
Defecation.
Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in.
You do breath defecation.
I think I may have gotten myself in a trick bag, and no matter how explain this.
Women love breath defecation.
Yeah.
Breath.
Like, you know, taking your breath away.
Yeah. Like I said, breath defecation.
Breath defecation. Right?
Yeah.
There you go. You got some of that. You got, like, you know, What?
No, it's just that we like it. Yeah. It's like hot.
That puts you at, you know, then you, and then, and then
you, puts you wherever you need to be.
Have her ride you out.
Yeah.
Then you change a couple pressure points on the ride out, and you go, then you go and you get gorilla for the wrap up.
Yeah. Maybe some gum. I need some gum.
Gum? Why do you need gum?
That's your breath defecation.
Oh, I get it now.
I don't get it.
They're talking about you shitting in their mouth. I got it now. I actually binged it and nothing came up.
I hit a bigot.
It never came up, though.
I'm not pooping in anybody's mouth. I'm just making them so it's tough to breathe.
I'm sorry, Bubba.
It's tough to get air intake. Intake restriction.
It is. And when it happens
when
you
shit
in their
the
throat.
Mouth.
You shit in someone's throat. It makes it hard to breathe.
When you got a log in the mouth.
Cables.
When you have a log in there. Ew.
Yeah. Especially with like that 15-incher you laid down.
Chocolate S in the mouth.
Yeah. You just fucking put it down that pipe.
Yeah. Deep throw my shit, Daddy. Daddy. I was done.
So long, everybody.
See ya.